This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
So we were talking about this study just the end of last hour from Duke University. MRI of your brain in your 40s and the ability to tell you when you're going to pass away. And would you want to know? And I went to Dave first. I think Dave raised a very valid point. If you're 41 like Dave, and it's going to tell you 45, 46, something like that, yeah. Okay, I'm quitting. I'm going to go live a very different life. If it's 84, do you go, okay? I mean, do you only want to do it? Do you say to the person, yeah, tell me only if it's good news. Okay, if you don't come back in the room, I'll know it's not good. So I guess I'm with you on the short term. I get a little worried on this one. I do. Among the texts, Chad, yes, I would like to know. I'm 69 now, and I would like to know how much time I have left coming up. So many people can make that argument no matter your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
41, you'd say, hey, I hope I have 50. Five more years. So I get it because a lot of people are going to say it resonates a lot more if you're 70, like this person
for
is.
Sure.
I mean, I'm 60 and I cannot believe I'm 60. I honestly, I cannot believe it.
I haven't looked in the mirror recently, have you?
I've taken them all down.
Hey, you've got at least 40 to go. You got the good genetics.
Oh, I need to pass him by one day.
You only gave me 96. That's disappointing.
I need to pass him by one day, and then I really, really hope we have somewhere else to go, and I hope I'm going to be there. And as he, the most competitive person I ever met in my life, I'm just going to hold up one finger one day more. The two of us lead a little different nightlives, so that might be the issue. More text. At 41, I would not have out of fear. Now that I'm 61, yes. Would not want my insurance to know about the estimated age illness. Yeah, that's a concern. Yes. No way, among the other comments. I timed that because I wanted us to spend a little bit of time here to talk about Gaza, Israel, and Hamas. We have not talked about this in an extended period of time, right, Dave? I don't remember us talking about it.
It's been a while, yeah.
We came very close twice to having Tom Friedman on and some twins issue one time, another issue another time. I'm going to try Tom again soon. Hamas is as awful as it gets. Okay, let's just declare that. Saw someone the other day who's been in the news who would not condemn Hamas. Get out of here. Okay. Hamas probably willing to kill anybody from the West, in particular if you're Jewish. In particular, if you've ever said anything like, I don't know, I think somebody who's Jewish should not be beheaded. So I understand why Israel responded. But when is enough enough on the starvation? And do I trust the numbers from the Gaza Ministry of Health with the influence of Hamas? No, I do not. We've stated many times when we were talking about this a lot, the innocents. And by the way, then we get texts here from some people saying, anybody who's living there is not innocent. Give me a break. Come on. There are plenty of people in Gaza who are very sympathetic to Hamas. And if you're sympathetic to Hamas, we don't agree 100% in that area of life in every possible way. There are also people living in Gaza who are trapped there, which they are, and they want no part of Gaza. And if they speak up, they will have to watch their children be mutilated in front of them, tortured. They're afraid to speak up. There are other people living there, Dave, who are afraid every single day we might have something related to Hamas that we don't know about in one of the tunnels beneath us in Israel with Mossad might blow up our house and say, well, you're dead because there were nine Hamas leaders down below. I think it's clear Bibi Netanyahu is never, ever, ever going to stop. People were all over the Biden administration because Bibi Netanyahu would just look and laugh at Joe Biden. He's doing the same with Donald Trump. It's lost right now in all the conversations because so much else is going on. By the way, when Donald Trump attacked Iran, that was dictated heavily by Bibi Netanyahu. By the way, Iran, they just had that one response, right? It's so far, it's a little bit like Soleimani. When Trump, term one, killed Soleimani, there are a lot of really savvy Middle East experts who said, no, you can't do that. Even though as awful as he is, the whole world's going to be upside down. They fired missiles to cause some systemic brain trauma for some Americans. So I don't want to dismiss that. But that was it, Dave. And now, after, and clearly it was a lie to say obliteration, but it certainly was damaging with a nuclear attack. There has been no other Iranian response. So that one, to me, looks like two for two for the Trump administration, right?
Seems that way, yeah.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have watched these stories now for weeks and weeks where they are showing children. You saw the same New York Times story I sent you.
Gut-wrenching photos.
just look at these children. They're skeletons. I mean, they're just dying right in front of their parents, right in front of all of us, too. And I'm not saying, snap my fingers, I have the perfect solution, because there's no negotiating with Hamas. I know they're doing that. Whatever deal they agree to, I don't believe a word of it. And by the way, Bibi Netanyahu is going to keep doing this, partially because he doesn't want to go to jail. And he's facing significant criminal charges. And he knows, by the way, if he lets up, a part of his coalition that basically wants Gaza to be just run by Israel, by Israeli, the Israeli government, and be filled with Jews and not Palestinians, that they'll drop out of his coalition and he might no longer be prime minister. And then guess what? Then he goes to trial and he might go to jail. So, come on. Israel is far from a flawless country. But this action is killing how many innocent civilians? When is enough enough? Because on the Hamas leaders, there is a whack-a-mole to this, kind of like the theory when you went to Iraq and we were going to be greeted as liberators, right? And then it was mission accomplished. And then guess what? The rise of everything else. And it'd be one day you'd kill, our country would kill four, and then more would pop up. And I don't doubt Israel's killed some vicious Hamas leaders who would try to kill any of us listening right now. But at what point, out of decency, how many kids, how many innocent individuals in Gaza have to die before the U.S. says no more? And again, half my family's Jewish. There isn't a speck of anti-Semitism. I wasn't raised Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I didn't raise my kids Jewish. So this is nothing about hating Israel. And it's clear to me, Israel has way more good in them than Hamas. Hamas has no good in them. But there's a lot of Palestinians who are dying, who are trapped there and can't get out. And they're dying in the hundreds, in the thousands, in the tens of thousands, right in front of us. When will this country, because Biden couldn't do it, Donald Trump wants that Nobel Peace Prize so bad. Donald, go tell your buddy enough that you've killed as many Hamas leaders as possible. It was October 7th, 2023, when a horrible intelligence failure allowed this to happen. And again, I don't forget, there are 50 hostages still there. And God knows what Hamas will do later today, tomorrow. But how many innocent civilians need to keep dying? What do you want to say?
I don't know what more there is to say other than the whole thing beginning on October 7th. Remember that. Beginning with Hamas's atrocities.
Yes.
And moving towards, obviously, what Israel has done. No sympathy whatsoever towards Hamas. Hamas deserved what they get as far as the attacks that Israel leveled towards them.
Yep.
But all the sympathy in the world towards the people of Gaza who are not aligned with Hamas, who are just there because they had nowhere else to go, trying to live a life, and to see the photos today, and it's certainly not the first time we've seen photos
of
the atrocities and the things that are happening to the people of Gaza as they try to find food, you know, try to go to school, try to rebuild a life.
Go to the bathroom without fear.
Yes.
And what's happened, you made so many good points there. What's happened, too, is when they have these setups of food, a lot of times what happens, because people are getting killed, hundreds and hundreds of people. You know who's staging those killings sometimes? Hamas.
Yeah.
Hamas is then killing, you know, it's an area, it's staged for, I don't know, 5,000 people in some order to come get food and water. Well, people, because they're dying, aren't going to just, okay, I'm number 740. I'll just stay right in this line.
Mm-hmm.
So they overwhelm it. And then sometimes Hamas is booby trapping it, trying to continue all this.
It's beyond horrific. I mean, the very first picture at the top of the story in the New York Times that anybody can see was a severely emaciated child. You see him from the back as he's hugging his mother. And
don't know how he's left.
My God. And either the caption of the photo or it was the first graph of the story talks about this child hugging his mother. His father's dead, was killed while trying to get aid for his family.
Yeah.
Trying to get some food.
And this isn't the first time either one of us have seen this. We've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again. So before the text comes in, hey, nice of you to join the fray. We haven't talked about it lately, but we've made this point many times. You're also allowed to bring it up again and just be overwhelmed by it, because there just has to be a better way than just watching tens of thousands of innocents who every day have to wake up and worry about a bombing and then maybe sharing the smallest amount of food with their kids. Let's pause. We'll come back with more on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.